This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment.
You're listening to The Vital Women of Washington Heights.
Hello, everyone. I'm Iris Douglas, and joining me today is my co-host, Yvette O'Sullivan.
Hello, everyone.
We are I and I. Welcome to Vital Women from Washington Heights living in Dutchess County. Our sponsor is Mental Health America of Dutchess County. Andrew O'Grady, CEO, is our sponsor for Vital Women. Mental Health America supports comprehensive mental health services and addiction programs. Their main building is located at 253 Mansion Street in Poughkeepsie, New York. In today's episode, we have our guest here, Eugenia Jackson, founder and chair of Camino al Éxito. Bienvenida and welcome.
Gracias.
Bienvenida. Thank you. Welcome.
Much. Yes. We also have here Bryson Jackson.
Hello.
This handsome boy son. With us today.
Yes.
Happy to have you here, Eugenia. And I'm sure Yvette is going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. But it's amazing that you're here with your son, you know, and these are challenges that all women have. So we're happy that we have our pollito here today.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention that.
Well, you know, as mothers, sometimes we just need to balance things and handle life as it comes and not stress over it, because that's what women empowerment is all about, right? And we're so honored to have this handsome guest with us today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, guys, for being so flexible and understanding as well.
Girl, that's what it's all about.
You know, sometimes we do have so much help, you know, with my husband, my mother-in-law, my own mother, and I do have a nanny as well. But this week, we gave her some time off.
Good.
And I decided to not become a victim of my own life. And I said, no, I can still be pregnant, be a mother, and be an entrepreneur. So,
absolutely,
let's do what we have to do.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, I always like to start the podcast with un bochinche, un chisme, you know, as Dominicans, because all three of us are Dominicans, and in Dominican Republic, when women get together, that's like the first thing that they start with is un bochinche. Mm-hmm. So in doing my research, I found out that there is a lady called Patricia in Dominican Republic that went there like in the early 2000s, and she started a non-for-profit for girls. So the non-for-profit basically empowers young ladies. It presents them with different careers and jobs and training that they can do to get ahead in life in Dominican Republic. So I said, let me use that information because of what you do. And that's why we're here, is to discuss what you do with your non-for-profit. You can tell us all about it. And I know it's based out of Pauling. You know, tell us what you have been doing with it and when you started the non-for-profit.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for creating this space to really share how I got here. And what really inspired me to create and be the co-founder of Camino al Éxito alongside my husband is to see walking around in my community and seeing the needs, seeing the gaps that we have here in Dutchess County, and seeing myself within the teenagers. As I am right now, I am a bilingual teacher. And when I started my healing journey, I discovered that I am not my past. Mm-hmm. Being a Latina, raised and born in the Dominican Republic, I immigrated to this country at the age of 14 years old, okay, not knowing English. And my childhood was very traumatic. I had very traumatic experiences. And being said that, with no father, my mom kicked me out at the age of 16 years old. And I was sexually abused as a young girl. With all these experiences, it led me to be in a very toxic relationship. And I am a domestic violence survivor myself. With this, Camino al Éxito was born to stop domestic violence and to create programming around youth and adults as well, to know their worth, to know so that if they know their worth, they will not settle in toxic relationships. So with that being said, Camino al Éxito is here to make sure we have those programs that are not going on right now. And it's all around wellness, and it's all about the resources and connecting with powerful women like you guys to make sure that we bring the resources that our people deserve. Camino al Éxito, the mission is to empower low-income youth and families by creating access to health, legal, and education resources, and also integrating them in the community, because my husband and I invested in Pauling, and when we were participating in the community, we only saw ourselves as Latina, brown couple. Mm-hmm. And I asked myself, but where are the minority here? They're here because after 4 p.m. you go to the laundry and you see them, mm-hmm. but they're not participating in the community activities, at the library, at the polling rec. So what inspired my husband and I is also our story, how everything started. It was us sitting around and reflecting on how far we have come, because him also has a traumatic experiences. He doesn't even know his dad. And myself as well. And we say, you know what? We kind of turn out to be all right, right? Mm-hmm. Coming from where we're coming from and now being in polling, being professionals. And it's time, how about we form a nonprofit that we can serve the community and we can use our story to impact others? Mm-hmm. And it was not until we both started our healing journey that we discovered that we were not our past and that we discovered the power and the worth we have. Mm-hmm. Me as a woman, and we also discovered that despite our past, we were light. We are light mm-hmm. to the people that are out there in the dark, and that we are hope for those teenagers that are hopeless and families as well. So we created Camino al Éxito. The name, the official name is The Road to Success. Mm-hmm. But you know me, being bilingual, a bilingual educator, I had to put a little bit of Spanish.
Of course.
So we did Camino al Éxito, which is the translation of The Road to Success. And then we added Project for All, because this platform that we built is a platform where everyone that connects with themselves and know their purpose is serving and impacting others can join Camino al Éxito to grow and heal collectively.
What a fantastic journey, yours and your husband. And thank you so much for starting a non-for-profit in Pauling, because Pauling is a very remote area compared to other towns that are more well-known here in Dutchess County, such as Poughkeepsie, Beacon, yes. and even the town that I live in, Wappingers. 30 years ago, I moved into Wappingers from the Bronx, and like you too, I didn't see people of color in terms of being Latino. And this area continues to grow every year more and more, but I know the Pauling area very well because years ago as a social worker, I had clients in that area. Mm. And just like you mentioned, they're hitting pockets, and sometimes they are shy to come out yes. during the day, whether it is because they're working or if women are home, they're very fearful and they have other responsibilities and they don't come out into early evening. So what a wonderful idea that you and your husband came up with.
Thank you. Thank you. And when you think about Camino al Éxito, we stand for creating access to resources, health, legal, and education resources, and also integrating the low-income community into the community as a whole. Because one of the results is that now, when we did a survey, we are serving over 1,000 families.
Wow, and that is amazing.
We did a survey, and one of the results, the huge impact that families feel now that they belong in the community, because they were afraid to come out. And Camino al Éxito, wherever they see Camino al Éxito, they feel comfortable and they trust us because they see themselves in us, because I was the need once. And now that I'm no longer the need, I'm able to be the bridge to connect the people in need with resources.
Wonderful.
Can I just say that I'm so proud of you, because you are so young and so beautiful and you've had so many challenges, and here you are. Here you are with a beautiful, beautiful organization that you and your husband created to help others in need.
Thank you.
Instead of doing you are doing for others. And I'm yes. really, really proud of you. And as a mother, as someone who's older than you, I see you and it's like, I'm really inspired by you.
Thank you. And yeah. I love that you highlighted that, you know, I'm here now.
Yeah.
But this is not where I was before. It's a transformation that I got here through my own healing journey, through community. And one thing I have to say is that in life, we live stages, right? We have different mm-hmm. stages. Mm-hmm. And I already lived the stage of the first mountain, you know, the me, mm-hmm. and fitting into society profiles, mm-hmm. right? Now, my husband and I, we are definitely in the second mountain, because now we're not only thinking about ourselves, but we're thinking for others and serving. We know our purpose and we are aligned. So, yeah.
What is the main purpose or need that you serve in your community in Pauling?
So right now we are addressing two huge gaps, which is the resource gap. We are bringing awareness that we are not duplicating programming. The resources are already in Dutchess, but now the main thing that we're doing is bringing awareness to the eastern side of Dutchess. Okay. Because when people think about Dutchess County, everyone is like Poughkeepsie, the center of Dutchess, right? But what about Dover, Windell, and Pauling? That these are areas that 20 years ago, there was no family needs there. However, the demographic is changing. Mm-hmm. Now in the Pauling School District, we have 34% increase, enrollment increase of Latino students. In the Dover School District, we have over 35% enrollment increase in the Latino community. So now more and more minority families are moving up from New York City, from Westchester County to Dutchess County. Mm-hmm. And that leaves us with a huge resource gap in this area. Transportation is also a challenge for a family in need that don't have any way to transport the buses in Pauling. They only come to Poughkeepsie twice a day. So these families now are facing a lot of challenges because even to come to the social service office all the way in Poughkeepsie, which is it's about 35, 40 minutes from Pauling. And if you don't have transportation, it just delays everything. So how can we create access to these programs and resources that are already working in Dutchess, bring it over to the eastern side? And one way that we're doing that is by hosting monthly workshops at the library in Pauling and bringing those agencies to present once a month.
What a wonderful idea.
It's hard yes. for some folks. Some people don't drive. Some people don't have cars.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people living upstate that don't drive.
Exactly.
They come from the city because they want a better life, but then they don't drive because they're so used to transportation in the city. So you provide, let me just kind of reiterate, you provide services for the community like transportation if needed, education if needed. Mm-hmm. I attended one of your in Pauling when you had the DJ and you had all those activities going. They had food. People were, you know, just hanging out and having fun. So talk to us a little bit about what does it look like with a group of kids that you're hanging out with, like you did this weekend that you mentioned. Talk to me about that, because that's more inspiring for me, because the kids need someone like you for hope.
Yes. So Camino al Éxito stands. We have three different departments. We have the youth department, where we have a few programs going on. We also have an adult department that we address activities and programming for adults. Mm-hmm. And we also have community engagement. And that's the one that you attended, where we focus on integrating the community members into the community. That. So with the youth, if you think about it, what is it that that Camino does with the youth? We have a teen series that we meet with them all throughout the year. And our main focus is to create a safe environment that we didn't have back then. Mm-hmm. After school, and it's for them to come and just be themselves. We run the teen series with different themes. One is social emotional learning, because I learned new habits and tools in my 30s, you know?
Yes.
I was running 100 miles per hour and I felt like a doormat. I was, you know, letting men disrespect me left and right. I did not know my worth. Mm-hmm. And in my 30s, I started learning tools and strategies to unpack all that stuff that I was carrying. And in this social emotional learning series, the kids get to actually learn these tools at an early age. Mm-hmm. So imagine we're learning all this. I'm learning all this in my 30s.
Yes.
But imagine if we can create the space and gift them this gift of that we don't have to run to drugs when we are stressed, and that we don't have to run into alcohol, because I see my mom and my dad drinking all the time. Mm-hmm. However, I can take a walk when I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. I can write. I can journal.
Yes.
I can meditate.
I love that.
I can implement some yoga position to release stress.
Absolutely.
I can ask my heart, what does my heart really need right now? Mm-hmm. Imagine if we give these tools to the teenagers, how much drama they will avoid.
We'll have better humans too, and they will make better choices because they won't get themselves in trouble.
Yes.
And that's the whole point. So you're providing a service and holding space for these children so they can come to you and say, hey, what's up? I'm confused because my mother doesn't have the answer. Maybe you do.
Yes.
And that is a beautiful thing, Kenya. I am so happy.
Yeah. When I used to practice as a social worker, that's a focus that we constantly worked with was emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes in life you can be street smart, you can mm-hmm. be book smart, but if you don't have that emotional intelligence to drive you and learn how to use those tools mm-hmm. to guide you in certain situations, like you said, and know how to use strategies to calm yourself down, then it's not worth basically, you know, navigating through life.
Yeah.
Because that is a powerful skill that you will need, not just in your 30s, but as you mature in life, yeah. your 40s and your 50s, you need to use your emotional intelligence to navigate life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And these are topics that they're not learning in school. Mm-hmm. So how can we create programs that will basically add on to what they're learning in school? Because the reality is that this benefit me, this benefit mm-hmm. you guys. Mm-hmm. So how can we create space for them to learn? And the funny thing is that these teenagers show up. You might think like they're not interested.
They show up. They need it. They're hungry for it.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be there. They show up to every session. And after each series, then we have a field trip where they get to explore and expand their thinking and really look at, oh, I am not my situation. Mm-hmm. I can be that other situation up there. So we do field trips. We go to New York City. We go to different events. A lot of them is like their first time. This past weekend, we went to New York City. Mm-hmm. And with that, the kids were able to really see different things, you know?
And let me ask you something, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but how do you, if you didn't take them to New York City, how would you think those kids would get to New York City?
Oh, no. For a lot of them, it would be the first time. The first time.
And you know how important that is?
Yes. Yes.
You know how important that is for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, how hard do you think it would be for those kids to get there if it weren't for you?
Yeah, it would be impossible.
That's what I was thinking.
And even on the way back, we stopped to have lunch in White Plains, the Westchester Mall. Mm-hmm. And they were begging me for me to allow them to go shopping. And I'm like, what is it? You guys don't go to the mall? And they're like, no, there's no transportation. Mm-hmm. We got to pay a taxi to go to the mall. And we don't have money to pay for a taxi. So even if it's window shopping, can you just give us time?
Something as simple give as going time. To the mall. It's difficult.
And I said, okay, so you guys got 45 minutes, go. And it was just so nice, you know. Yeah. And the next day to receive the messages that I received from these teenagers, how grateful they felt for the experience. A lot of them never been to New York City. Just to also observing these teenagers put a smile on their face for that 45 minutes, either at the teen series or at the field trip, It brings so much joy, because when they go back home, they're facing really struggling situations.
Yeah.
They are not the typical teenager that were born and raised here, or if they were, but they are facing a lot of barriers that, if you think about it, these teenagers are destined to fail. Like, they are, with all the barriers that they have, all the blocks, the systems are not designed for them to have success.
Absolutely.
However, with our programming, we make sure that we take away those blocks and we support the teenagers and their families to make sure that they make it. Because we saw a pattern. Number one, minority families, a lot of drop-off in high school. Mm-hmm. Number two, if they made it to graduate from high school, they were not making the transition to a college or a trade school. So with that, I'm going to speak about the second program that we have, because we're not only creating space for social-emotional learning or financial literacy, because we do want them to know about wealth and mm-hmm. about managing money.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, so the series, they vary depending on the topics, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on the expert that we have. We do bring experts to present and host the sessions. Aside from that, because, you know, I'm here divinely doing this work. And when you do this work, because
The good Lord, God
we're Christians,
send it over in our heart, mm-hmm. everything falls into place. This lady, that she has her own company with college readiness, You know, she serves very wealthy families that pay her over $250 an hour to support their child with college readiness.
Yes.
Wow. Right? That exists.
That exists.
However, yes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist for our teenagers.
Exactly.
So Yuri Morano reached out to me and said, you know, I want to provide my services to your teenagers. I said, let's go. So we host workshops with the families. And then Yuri also works one-on-one with the families. We do virtual meetings or in-person meetings to discuss the financial of the families, to discuss where are they, and to make sure that the teenager have a plan. Because me, I did it all alone. My mom couldn't help me mm-hmm. through the college process because she didn't speak English.
I was the same way growing up. Mm-hmm. My sisters and I, we've had to figure it out and rely on whatever information we came upon as we mm-hmm. navigated our college years.
Exactly. So now our teenagers don't have to feel alone mm-hmm. because we have Judy that gets on the phone with them, advocates for them, get scholarship for them, find the resources for them. And we make sure that every senior works with a plan, whether it's a transition to a community college or a trade school. Judy's amazing. Judy is an angel that came and connected with mm-hmm. the mission, and she's part of the board, and also she runs the mentoring program.
Excellent.
Aside from that, we have Delcy, which is another angel that came to Camino al Éxito. She founded Colors Foundation.
Colores, I know Delcy.
Yes, know so Delcy and I, mm-hmm. she's the one that presents, she's the presenter for the social emotional learning.
Okay.
And, you know, she's connected. And she uses Camino al Éxito, the platform, and the teenagers to bring her knowledge in, and we collaborate together. So these are the angels. These are the miracles. I call them miracles.
But you started this program, and they're just everything yeah. is just falling into place.
Yes.
Are these people that are just coming, or are you just meeting, or they're just saying, hey, I want to be part of your organization?
Yes. So one of the, I could say, if you guys ask me, like, what is working for Camino al Éxito?
Yeah.
Networking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is working.
Absolutely.
And the fact that I was able to find my power and my potential, that me writing a letter, I can get $10,000 in grant. Mm-hmm. That's power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we need to use our power mm-hmm. to impact others.
Absolutely.
So when we collectively create, we tap into our power. What are you good at? Social worker?
Yes.
So what resources can you locate?
All kinds of resources.
Yeah. What mm-hmm. energetic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Social emotional?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's locate those resources.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah.
And together mm-hmm. we are supporting the teenagers holistically.
Absolutely.
Not only with one area, but if you draw a person as a teenager, we are supporting them legally. And that's also how we had an angel, Maylene Ramos. She is our lawyer. And we are supporting teenagers legally, also emotionally, and education.
Awesome.
Education.
Awesome.
With that being said, do you get any support from the school district?
So right now we are collaborating with them when it comes to doing the outreach there. You know, they do connect our programming with the teenagers that go there, and they allow us to use their space. We are not getting any funding yet, mm-hmm. but it's a process. We are so grateful that we have the support of local foundations.
Hey there, this is the producer, Connor. Sorry to have to pop in, but at this time in the recording, the audio dropped for a couple of minutes. I'll do my best to inform you on what you missed. So, Inhenya talks about how grateful she is for the support from community of the Hudson Valley Foundations and how Camino al Éxito received a $10,000 grant recently. Yvette asked Inhenya when Camino al Éxito was founded. Camino al Éxito was founded in 2022 and has tapped into the various resources around her to build up this community in the last few years. She goes on to say that she feels happy and empowered to empower the community around her. Iris brings up the similarities between Inhenya and Yvette. Yvette's past business, Abriendo Puertas, served to support teenagers and their parents in the Wappingers area. Abriendo Puertas offered parenting workshops along with workshops for students, but unfortunately a few years ago there was a structural fire in Wappingers and Abriendo Puertas had to shut down. In the years since then, Yvette has helped low-income students afterwards in places such as Dutchess Community College. She said something really profound, and I really want to try to save the quote. She said, "Your zip code does not define you. Just because you come from a certain place in life doesn't mean you have to stay there." Yvette goes on to ask Inhenya about her collaboration with LUCCHA, Latinos United for Change Coalition. Inhenia became a member of the coalition, which serves to make sure that the New York State budget has allocated funding for the development and empowerment of the Latino community. She goes on to say how every ethnicity group has its own funding allocated in the New York State budget, but there were discrepancies and gaps with the Latino community missing in the budget. Inhenia wants to bring awareness to the Latino community beyond just New York City. She wants to make sure the funding funnels through all of New York, especially the large community here in Dutchess County. I think I got it all. We're going to hand it right back to the regular interview where the audio comes back in.
You know, part of the development and growth collectively, yeah, that is going to support the Hispanic population here in Dutchess County. So we are the only nonprofit that is involved within the lucha when it comes to Dutchess County. So I feel like I have a huge responsibility, yeah, to speak on behalf of what's going on in Dutchess. So that is one thing. And I'm just, like I said, one of the biggest thing that is working for Camino is networking. And that's how I ended up in the Lucha Coalition. I do want to point out that being in the nonprofit field is not easy.
No, I could tell.
I fell alone because it's
especially
a mission.
Especially being Latina, because there are a lot of, you know, and I'm mixed, but it's nothing negative that I am saying by making this comment. But when you are part of the non-for-profit world, it's not easy, like you pointed out. But another block or struggle is also being Latina in that world, because there isn't a lot of Latinas, at least here in Dutchess County,
yes,
that operate non-for-profits.
Yeah, and also leading. As a woman, we like, what are you trying to say? That I'm not the CEO of a nonprofit? What are you trying to say? That I'm not the founder? You know? Mm-hmm. So basically breaking those barriers, it's huge for us.
Yes.
Being Latina, being a mother, and then also breaking the curse that we cannot lead in this world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes, you know, I'm processing this currently, but I said, God, why me? Why you chose me to start with the nonprofit field? Mm-hmm. Like, why not? Because everyone is like for profit, mm-hmm, business, yes, business, mm-hmm, for profit. Mm-hmm. But you chose me for a nonprofit that we need to start with no money doing the work.
Yes.
So and that's not making no money.
That's the challenge, that you believe that you were going to do it and you're doing it.
Exactly.
That's the challenge.
And we have been doing a lot, but it's with our heart. We are the number one nonprofit that we don't wait for funding to do the work. We started doing the work with no funding.
No.
And then the blessings are just,
they're falling.
So, I don't know how much time we have, but I just wanted to mention my personal story. When I was 14 years old, I tried to commit suicide. My mother was bipolar. My father was an alcoholic. And my challenges were real, like really real. And I had to have a social worker once a week and a psychiatrist once a month at Columbia Presbyterian, Washington Heights. And that was, and I'll be honest, with that experience, this is why I'm here. Because I gathered what they were telling me about social skills and all that. And the psychiatrist is talking to me about what you're breaking things down. Eventually, I was part of a group, of a youth group that I was kind of leading. I wasn't a psychiatrist, but I was part of that group because I was, you know, I was in 5-6 years that I was taking these. Wow. I was going in for these treatments because they were real. So imagine if I had Abriendo Puertas y Camino al Éxito available to me when I was with my challenges. It would have been a very big, very big story, a very different story. So I appreciate you both, because you guys started an organization that helped a lot of youth.
Yes.
And they need that. Because if their parents cannot facilitate or help them with their mental illness or their everything that's going through, at least they have an escape. So, So
thank
I wanted to kind of add
adolescents,
that.
They need a safe place to go.
Yeah.
Because in Washington Heights, growing up in 175th Street on Broadway, they had the Jewish Center. But the Jewish Center was open to everybody in the neighborhood. And my younger sister benefit going to the Jewish Center after school more than I did because of our age gap, but they had wonderful programs there after school.
Yeah.
And also I was raised Catholic, and we also were able to go to the programs that the Catholic Church offered at the time, and that kind of kept us, you know, in line and place. And we knew that if we were facing anything, we had a safe place that we can go to and not just, you know, hang around in the park and get into trouble. So places like yours are very much needed, especially in an area that, once again, has been neglected for many years for the Latino community. When I used to practice as a social worker, I had clients in that area. And at the time, those clients had younger children. So I was serving children that were of preschool age, but it was a struggle even for them to find programming for those children. I want to say like maybe 15 years ago. So it's great that you're bringing so many different resources and services to your area. In conclusion, do you want to add anything perhaps that you haven't had an opportunity to mention or that we didn't ask?
Well, I think within our questions, I think one powerful question you guys had is like, what do I do to sustain
The light? That would be a very good question.
Right, like, what do I do? Because often what happens is we burn out, right?
Absolutely.
So what do I do? I ask for help. Yes, definitely. For help. Number two, I belong to a community that's called Forgive to Live, where I stay in community with like-minded people.
Nice.
Like you guys. Mm-hmm. And we learn tools that help us sustain our light and that help us to work through the darkness that we face every day and find the light. So every morning, I am being trained to activate my temple, to journal, finding the light in the dark. And that's exactly what I do. You know, I stay connected emotionally, process my feelings, learn how to process those feelings so I don't get triggered so much and I don't react towards the triggers and just stay in the light. You know, there's always going to be darkness.
Yes.
There's always going to be darkness. And to do this community work, you have to be connected to the light.
Absolutely.
You have to.
So basically you're saying your self-care is going meditation, journaling, breath work.
Yes.
So as you know, I'm a Reiki instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me all out of my craziness with everything that I went through, especially when I was going through menopause. It was Reiki. It was the energy. And it was meditation, yoga, journaling, and that's it. And the more you keep doing that, so for me, journaling and manifestation is literally like writing things down that I want to happen in the future.
Yes.
So that's how I work with manifestation. It's like everything I write down, I say a prayer, I say, God, if it's for me, it's for me, let it be.
Yes.
And then boom, I take it from there. So basically you're taking care of your spirit so you can take care of others.
Absolutely. So putting myself first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you take care of you first.
Exactly. Because as we were all raised by Latina mothers and Latina Latinos families, we put other first. We put our kids first. We put our husband first. We put friends and families first. And we forget about ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, what's one thing that's working for you is putting myself first.
Absolutely.
Every morning.
Self-care.
Same concept, like if you are on an airplane and something goes wrong, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you are able to take care of your children or whoever else you're traveling with.
Yeah.
And it's very important to maintain that strong mental health before you're able to take care of others.
Yes. And it's not easy, guys, because think about it. We have been living a certain way for 30 plus years.
It's in our DNA.
Exactly.
Yes. That's a different podcast. But that's a different podcast.
That's a different podcast.
How to get your DNA changed up so you can have a better version of yourself, is that right?
A new way of living. How can we implement these tools to have a new way of living, new habits? And it's not easy. I'm not consistent every morning, you know? But one thing I don't know is that I keep trying. And now I know that there's a better way to live.
That's it. So I just want to say congratulations on your nonprofit. I feel like there's going to be more of that coming. I think your organization, intuitively, I see it growing because you only bring good juju, girl, everywhere you go.
Yes.
And we're here to help in any way. You know, Miss Yvette is a social worker and I am an energy facilitator.
Yes.
Whatever it is that you feel, we're here for you. And we please just talk about, just email, give us all your information if everyone wants to, like, donate, participate, or engage, or just get to know a little bit more about El Camino Éxito. Please give them that information because I think it's important.
Thank you. So you can find out more about us in our website, which is CaminoAlExitoPFA.org. Also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Camino al Éxito PFA. You can also become support, right? Learn about our mission, connect with our mission, and support our mission. We have different events going on. We have opportunities for sponsorship for local businesses. And also we have opportunities for individual donors during Hudson Valley Gifts. So thank you so much. And make sure you give us a follow.
Yeah. Bueno, gracias, Eugenia, por estar aquí con nosotros hoy. And we also want to thank our new producer, Connor Walsh.
Yes.
And our sponsor.
Our sponsor, Mental Health America, Andrew O'Grady. He is amazing. He is like, he says, and I quote him all the time, there's no health without mental health. There's no health without mental health. And that's for real. Because if my parents were in a better space, you see what I'm saying? If everybody's parents were in a better space, it would be a better experience for these children.
Yes.
But I'm very honored that he sponsors our podcast because he believes in it. And we're on the same mission.
Yes.
So they are, they're located at 253 Mansion Street in Poughkeepsie, New York. They also facilitate comprehensive care, and they also have programs for the for our veterans program. So please look into Mental Health America of Dutchess County. And thank you again, Andrew. We really do appreciate your sponsorship.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County and produced by CMJW Entertainment.